There is no greater day for the Christian than Resurrection Sunday. And that is what we celebrate. That is what we look back on now, as we look back at the empty tomb and what that means for us and for eternity. And our scripture reading today is from John chapter 20, starting at verse 19. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together, with the doors locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone his sins, they are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." Now Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands, and put my finger where the nails were, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe it." A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here, see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God." Then Jesus told him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Jesus did many other miraculous signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. The Apostle Paul writes in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 20, "Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep." Easter Sunday is the most significant of all Christian days. It is the day of days for Christians. There is no more important day on the Christian calendar than Resurrection Sunday. Because the resurrection of Jesus Christ is the foundation and the cornerstone of our faith. Everything we believe, everything we put our faith in, it all hinges on the fact that Jesus rose from the grave on the third day. The Christian author and pastor Tim Keller wrote, "If Jesus rose from the dead, then you have to accept all that he said. If he didn't rise from the dead, then why worry about any of what he said? The issue on which everything hangs is not whether or not you like his teaching, but whether or not he rose from the dead." And the resurrection of Jesus Christ is our proof that salvation from sin is possible. And it is our firm hope of victory over death. It is the guarantee of the final triumph of God's kingdom. Without the hope of eternal life, all we would have left in this life would be depression and despair, because there would be no basis for hope of a better world to come. And this truth is especially relevant to us in our day as we face so much uncertainty. There's an old poem about the truth of Easter called "If Easter Be Not True." "If Easter be not true, then all the lilies low must lie. The Flanders poppies fade and die. The spring must lose her fairest bloom. For Christ was still within the tomb, if Easter be not true. If Easter be not true, then faith must mount on broken wing. Then hope no more immortal spring. Then love must lose her mighty urge. Love prove a phantom, death a dirge, if Easter be not true. If Easter be not true, 'twere a foolishness the cross to bear. He died in vain who suffered there. What matter though we laugh or cry, be good or evil, live or die, if Easter be not true? If Easter be not true, but it is true, and Christ is risen, and mortal spirit from its prison of sin and death with him may rise. Worthwhile the struggle, sure the prize, since Easter, aye, is true." There's a story of a minister greeting people as they leave church one Sunday. And they all make the standard "thank you for a wonderful message" statement or something along those lines. Until one elderly lady came to him and said, "Thanks, Pastor, but so what?" And that's an excellent question. So what? What is it about the resurrection that has any influence on our lives today? Why is the resurrection of Jesus Christ so important? In order for us to try to understand this, we need to look at it in at least three parts. We need to look at the significance for Jesus himself, for his disciples, and then for us today. Firstly, the resurrection of Christ was a divine declaration concerning his unique sonship. Paul writes in the opening verses of the book of Romans, "Paul, a servant of Christ Jesus, called to be an apostle and set apart for the gospel of God, the gospel he promised beforehand through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures regarding his son, who as to his human nature was a descendant of David, and who through the spirit of holiness was declared with power to be the Son of God by his resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord." Many times Jesus assumed and claimed a unique relationship with God. He claimed to be the Son of God. He refused to deny that he was the Son of God when others declared that he was. And the resurrection is the clincher. It was the resurrection that provided convincing evidence, which proved that he was indeed whom he claimed to be. And it lifted him to a position of unquestioned lordship in the eyes of his disciples. Peter preached a powerful sermon on the day of Pentecost, which resulted in some 3,000 people accepting Jesus as their Savior. And he ended his sermon with these words, "Let all Israel be assured of this. God made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ." The resurrection of Jesus also revealed him to be our eternal judge. Acts 17 verse 31 says, "God has set a day when he will judge the world with justice by the man he has appointed. He has given proof of this to all men by raising him from the dead." The resurrection of Jesus confirmed and sealed the truth that he is the all-sufficient Savior. Hebrews 7 from verse 24 says, "Because Jesus lives forever, he has a permanent priesthood. Therefore, he is able to save completely those who come to God through him, because he always lives to intercede for them." Had Jesus not risen from the grave and conquered death, he would be just another prophet and one of many good teachers throughout history. You'd be able to buy souvenirs from the curio shop at his gravesite. You'd be able to take selfies next to his tombstone. But you can't, because he has no grave. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is what makes him unique. He came to save us from all past sin. He came to save us from the power of sin in the present, and he lives in order to save us from the presence of sin in the future. Secondly, the significance of the resurrection for Jesus' disciples. The resurrection of Jesus brought about a remarkable transforming effect in their lives. They ran away in fright and despair when he was arrested, when he was condemned and crucified. Then they were shocked and they were surprised to learn that he had risen from the dead. Thomas wasn't the only one who didn't believe immediately. Only after many proofs had been provided for them were they able to accept the reality of his resurrection. The disciples also eventually came to understand Jesus' death in terms of an expression of God's great love for sinners. Initially, they regarded his death only as an indescribable tragedy. After all the hype and anticipation of Palm Sunday only 5 days earlier, now they regarded his death as a political disappointment. It was the greatest sorrow of their lifetime. But because Jesus met with them again and again and revealed how the ancient scriptures pointed to him and his divine mission on earth, they eventually came to understand that in his death, he was dealing with the penalty of their own sin. Now it all made perfect sense to them. Now they understood that everything Jesus had ever done and everything he had ever said were all part of God's master plan of securing salvation for lost sinners. By his resurrection, Jesus gave his disciples the assurance that he would always be with them by his Spirit. When we can't be with someone, we often say to them, "We'll be with them in spirit." Have you ever stopped and thought about how absurd that statement is? What does it even mean? They're just words. It's a nice thought, yes. But it's impossible for us to be with someone in spirit. But this doesn't apply to Jesus Christ. At the end of Matthew's gospel is what we know as the Great Commission. And here Jesus says, "Surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." And these are not mere words. It is a promise from Jesus to his disciples that he would continue to bless them with his abiding presence, and he would go with them as they carried out his command to spread the good news of the gospel. And as they shared their understanding of what God had done on the cross and through the empty tomb, they learned that he was always with them and that his power worked in them and through them. They came to understand that death had been defeated and that immortality was a reality. For them, death had been the enemy, the end of human hope and the end of love. Death was that grim reaper which conquered the great and the strong, the wise and the wealthy, as well as the holy and the good. It was and it remains for so many today a grim reality which strikes fear into human hearts. Death remains the greatest human fear. But by his resurrection from the dead, Jesus has shown that death is a defeated enemy. All of these things transformed those early disciples as they spread the wonderful news that Jesus Christ was alive. And thirdly, what significance does the resurrection hold for us today? By raising Jesus Christ from the dead, God speaks to us today and he reassures us that people need not be alienated and estranged from himself. By his death, Jesus suffered the penalty of the sin which separated us from God. And through faith in what he did on the cross and what he achieved by being raised from the dead, we can now receive forgiveness for our sin and we receive the gift of eternal life. He speaks to us today about his desire for fellowship and for friendship. Before sin entered the world, Adam and Eve enjoyed an intimate fellowship and companionship with God. Sin brought that to an end, but through the resurrection of Christ, that has been restored. That lost relationship with God has been restored once more. Jesus came and lived and died as a substitute for the penalty of our sin, and that penalty is death. He conquered death, and he conquered the grave in order to reveal to us that God's plan for us is life and not death. God's desire for us is intimate fellowship and companionship with him, not alienation and estrangement. By raising Christ from the dead, God demonstrated the ultimate victory of good over evil. By raising Jesus from the dead, God assures us that we can trust him and we can trust him completely. On that darkest of days, just 3 days before the victory of the resurrection, the enemies of Jesus were delighted. His friends were filled with despair. It seemed that Jesus had been defeated. The truth was that he had given himself completely by faith to the purpose and the will of God. The triumphant resurrection of Jesus Christ speaks to each of us and encourages us to believe that God never rejects those who give themselves by faith to him. The Christ who conquered death and who is alive forevermore is present with us today. He is with us in a very real way. And his greatest desire for us is to replace spiritual death with spiritual life. He replaces fear with faith. He replaces grief with joy. He loved you so much that he gave his life for you. And his love conquered death itself. He died to give you life and life eternal. B.B. McKenney was a gospel singer and a songwriter who died in the 1950s. And his best-known song, "The Nail-Scarred Hands," contains these words: "Have you failed in your plan of your storm-tossed life? Place your hand in the nail-scarred hand. Are you weary and worn from its toil and strife? Place your hand in the nail-scarred hand. Place your hand in the nail-scarred hand. He will keep to the end. He's your dearest friend. Place your hand in the nail-scarred hand." Christ has died, Christ is risen, and Christ will come again.